mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo. Yes, a very, very good day to everyone. This is Bishop Ricardo Show here at Super Rich God, the voice of God. Yes, this January and so forth, we are so excited because we need to learn more about the sowing and harvesting. Once and for all, please, be reminded, tandaan ninyo, huwag kayo pong maggamit ng inyong kaisipan. Hello, binigyan nga tayo ng Diyos ng isip, pero hindi para kontrahin ang salita ng Diyos. Ngayon, I need your attention. I want all of you to understand once and for all the law of sowing and reaping. Our title for today, I title it, The Laws of the Harvest. Kailangan po, huwag nyo akong pakikinggan pagkatapos magdadagdag ka naman ng mga diyang nakaturuan at pagkatapos paghalu-haluin mo, wala kang maiintindihan at sa tagal ng panahon, hindi mo mararanasan ang pag-aani ng pagpapala. I am begging all of you watching here at Super Rich God, the voice of God, please, learn from me as I learn from God. And please, after you learn it, make it your principle at huwag ka nang makinig ng iba dahil magugulo ang iyong kaisipan at huwag mo na rin gamitin ang sarili mong isip para kontrahin. Alam niyo, kung minsan ayaw mo lang magbigay kung ano-anong dahilan ang sinasabi natin. Mga kapatid, stand by, get ready as we talk about the laws of the harvest. Before anything, let's put God first, na ang Diyos ang humipo sa inyong puso at buksan ang spiritual eye nyo para maintindihan nyo ano ba talaga ang kalooban ng Diyos patungkol sa pag-aani, what is the laws of the harvest of God. Amen? Tayo po'y pumikit, tayo manalangin, aming makapangyarihang Ama, our sovereign God, our almighty God, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence, O Lord. Lord, today, we are so thirsty with your word. Give us understanding and spiritual eyes. Open our heart that we might understand what is your plan for all your children. Lord, thank you for blessing everyone. Thank you for they are focused, and they are ready to get the harvest. Amen. Lord, thank you for answering our prayer, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. Alam natin itong i-quote kahit walang basahan. Pero gusto ko ulit ito basahin sa inyo. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people. Pag sinabi my people, tayo po mga Kristiyano. At ikaw na nakikinig, hindi ka pa Kristiyano, tatanggapin mo si Lord sa iyong puso bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng buhay mo. Kasama ka pa rin dito para umani ng masaganang pagpapala. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Mas magaling ako, mas marunong ako, kanya-kanya yan, iba't ibang ang pag-aaral yan, iba't ibang katwiran yan. Hindi po. Makinig kayo kay Bishop Ricardo Show. Pagkatapos, ilalakaran mo ang natutuhan mo. At isa buhay mo at isa puso mo. Sinasabi ko sa iyo, guaranteed, 100%, sasagana ka, aani ka, grabe, sandamakmak, sangkatutak, toniton-niladang pagpapala ang mararanasan mo. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. We need to understand the laws of the harvest and walk in agreement within them. Hallelujah! There are natural and spiritual laws in operation, and as long as we walk in agreement with them, we benefit. If we don't, we are hindered. Hello! Hallelujah! Ayaw mo makinig ngayon? Nagpalit ka ng channel, much better. Or nakikinig ka, pero ayaw mong sumunod. Mahihinto po ang pag-aani natin. Kaya, please lang po, I need a teachable heart. I need those people who are focused, who have desire in their heart. Remember the word of God, delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Ang tinuturo ko sa inyo ay from the super rich God, from the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Law number one, we have seven laws. Law number one, we reap only what has been sown. Remember that? Kung ano yung tinanim mo, siya mong aanihin. So we reap only what has been sown. Letter A, much of what we reap, we never planted. Somebody did, and we reap the consequences, good or bad. Hello? Letter B, God will provide all of our needs. Matthew 6:25-34. Again, I repeat, letter B, God will provide all of our needs. Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And in Matthew 6:26, behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, hindi nagtatanim ang ibon, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Diba? Tumutubo na lang halaman at bulaklak. Wala naman nagtanim. Amen. Are you not much better than they? Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 29, and yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, is talking about King Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Take therefore no thought for the tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the thing of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God extend His blessing. Hello. That's number letter B. Amen? Letter C. God extend His blessing to all men. Hello? Umuulan din sa lahat ng tao. Yung iba lang, ambun lang ang natitikman. Yung iba, bagyo, dagasa na ulan. Yung iba, tsunami. Amen? Na pagpapala. Amen? Matthew 5.35, nor by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Hello? Kanya lahat. Letter D, what we reap then was planted naturally or purposely either by God or by man. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why letter B is, the message is, God will provide all of our needs. Amen. Automatic. Law number two. We reap the same kind we sow. Kung anong tinanim mo, siya mong aanihin. Letter A, God commanded that everything produce after its kind. In Genesis 1:11 and 12, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Amen? Kaya nga po napakahalaga na anuman ang tinanim mo, siya mong aanihin. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 22, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And in Genesis 1, 24 to 25, all this quotation come from King James Version. Genesis 1, 24 and 25, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Shout hallelujah. Amen? Bakit anong law number two? We reap the same kind we sow. Anong letter A? God commanded that everything produce after its kind. And letter B, whatever we sow, we reap. We sow love, money, hate, good, evil, etc. Ano ang tinanim mo? Yan ang aanihin mo. Nagtanim ka ng mabuti, mabuti rin ang darating. And from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Kaya nga po, pag masama ang isip, masama din ang sinasabi. Amen. Galatians 6:8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And last, verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Hallelujah. And in Job 4:8, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Tatandaan mo, hindi po ito law of karma, hindi po, yan ay sa Hinduism. Ito pong sinasabi ng Diyos, dapat alam natin, gusto mong umani ng maganda, gumawa ka ng maganda. Gusto mong umani ng masama, di gumawa ka ng masama. Law number 3, we reap in another season that we sow. Dito tayo nagtanim sa ibang pagkakataon at sa ibang taniman at sa ibang lugar, aani tayo. Pag nagtanim ka ngayon dito sa lugar mo na kinatatayuan mo, ang buong daigdig ay pag-aari na taniman ng Diyos. Doon sa buong daigdig, kayang utusan ng Diyos ang mga aanihin mo para pumunta sa iyo. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Letter A, we have 3 to learn today on law number 3. We reap in another season that we sow. The A, the harvest hardly ever come immediately after sowing. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remain, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. Amen? So hanggang na dito ang lupa, ang pag-aani, pagtatanim, ang lamig at init, ang snow at tag-araw, ha? Umaga at gabi, hindi mapawawala. Amen? So, it said, the harvest hardly ever come immediately after sowing. Pero you are expectant kasi may tinanim ka. Letter B, harvest will come. Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Surely, harvest will come. Letter C, don't pain. Payday will come. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we pain not. Amen? Proverbs 11:18, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Shout hallelujah. And law number 4, we reap more than we sow. That is God's part. Mas marami tayong aanihin kaysa sa ating itatanim. Yan po ang parte ng Diyos. God's part. Letter A, if it were not true, no farmer would plant anything. Tama po ba? Letter B, sow the wind and reap the wind whirlwind. Hosea 8:7, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. Hallelujah. Amen. And law number 5, we reap in proportion to what we sow. That is our part. Ang itatanim, ang aanihin natin ay proportionate doon sa itinanim natin. Yun po ang parte natin. Letter A, if one does not sow, he does not reap. Letter B, the precious law is God's part. Binigay ng Diyos ang batas. This law is our part. At tayo naman ang sumunod para ito ang ating kapartehan. Sumunod tayong magtanim. Letter C, God's part is to multiply whatever seed is sown. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Hallelujah. Ang nagtatanim ng marami, aani ng marami. Hallelujah. That's why ang inyong Bishop Carding, tanim ng tanim, tanim ng tanim, araw-araw, basta may makita ko, gusto ko sila bigyan kahit ano. Hello? At due time, aani tayo ng mga itinanim natin. If you want to be rich, do you want to be rich? Give. Give your life. Give your time. Give your money. Give your materials. Give everything if you want to be rich. Number two, ay naalala ko po, bigay ako ng bigay ng sapatos kasi po ang sapatos ko po, mga Nike shoes ko, hindi po tumatagal, in 3 months lang po. Eh, ayaw ko na. Hello? So, tinatanim ko yun sa mga matatabang lupa. Yung mga taong tapat sa Diyos. Kasi po, kung hindi po, hindi ko po itatanim sa tuyong lupa. Dahil I know the law of the harvest. So, yung matatabang lingkod ng Diyos, yun ang tinataniman ko. At kung hindi ka matabang lupa, hindi ko ibibigay ang aking shoes. Bakit po? Baka pati ako madamay. Right? Kung tuyo ang aking tataniman, baka pati ako matuyo. Amen? So, if you want to be rich, give. If you want to be poor, grab. Kaya po, greed po. Yung mga greedy po. Lagi na lang, ano sa akin? Anong meron ako? Anong support nyo sa akin? Yan po yung mga naghihirap. If you want abundance, scatter. Ah, lahat ng tao, maliit malaki, tanim ng tanim. Kahit kumain ako sa restaurant, 100 ang tip, may car part. Kung minsan, 1,000 binibigay ko pag sinabi ni Lord. Scatter if you want abundance. If you want to be needy, laging nanghahanap, laging nangangailangan, then hoard. Magtago ka. Hello? And law number 6, we reap the full harvest only if we persevere. The evil come to harvest on its own. Umaandi din ang kaaway. So letter A, if we don't pain, we will reap. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we pain not. Amen? Letter B, we need to run with patience. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We reap the full harvest only if we persevere. Law number 6. Kaya po may isang awit akong composition, maganda na sana, kaya lang. And lastly, law number 7. We will end the note for this last 7, number 7. Last laws. We cannot do anything about last year's harvest. But we care about this year. Hello? Yung inani mong kahapon, ay huwag mo na alaging iisipin, past glory na yon. Meron ka na ulit aanihin na bago. Hello? Letter A, whatever we did last year, last month, last week, even yesterday is over and past. Nothing can erase the record. Letter B, go forward in faith. Philippians 3:13 to 15. Brethren, I could not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Philippians 3:14 and 15. I press forward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be task-minded, and if in any things ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Start where you are, take what you now know, and move forward. Mga kapatid, gusto ko i-review nyo itong 7 panukala ng Diyos, the laws, the 7 laws of the harvest. Mga kapatid, ulitin ko yung sinabi kong huli, start where you are. Maring nagkamali ka, hindi mo alam. Hindi ka marunong kung paano umani ang ibang tao, kagaya ko. Ngayon, itinuro ko na sa inyo ang lahat ng sekreto kung paanong umani. So, ulitin nyo ang mensaheng ito para matutukot kayo. Start where you are. What you are now. Now, start where you are. Take what you now know. Take it and move forward. Mga kapatid, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig ngayon. Ngayong January, February, dadating na, ilang araw na lang ang Chinese New Year. Ito na yung Lunar Years na talagang perfect na itong 2023. Grabe, aani na tayo. Sandamakbak, sangkatutak na pagpapala. Lord, salamat po sa mga nakikinig ngayon. Salamat po na ang mga mystery ng laws of the harvest ay ibinunyag mo, ipinarinig mo, ipinakilala mong sarili mo na ang nagtatanim ay mag-aani. Ang tanong po ng iba, ang Diyos ba kapag hindi ka nagtanim, wala kang aanihin? Inuulit ko po sa inyo, ang Diyos po nagpapadala ng ulan kahit sino ka paman. Pero, iba yung ani na tatanggapin mo kung susundin mo ang pitong kautusan patungkol sa pag-aani ng sandamakmak, sangkatutak. Lord, salamat po sa mga mensahe mo ngayong araw na ito. We will move forward this 2023. Aming hahakutin at patuloy kami magtatanim, patuloy kami magkakalat ng mga pananim at patuloy kaming magbibigay ng aming oras, ng aming panahon, ng aming mga gamit, ng aming mga papaya o anumang prutas o anumang meron kami na kailangan ng ibang tao kahit isang basong tubig na malamig. Amin po itong itatanim sapagkat alam namin, sabi mo sa Matthew 10:42, ang sino man sa inyo magbigay ng kahit isang basong malamig na tubig sa isang maliit na lingkod ko, tiyak yun, tatanggap ka na gantimpala. Tanggapin mo ang sandamakmak, sangkatutak, tunay-tuniladang pagpapala mula sa Diyos. God bless you and see you again next week.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.